Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump in Iowa last night praising Republican lawmakers for passing his new budget.
There could be no better birthday present for America than the phenomenal victory we achieved just hours ago when Congress passed the one big, beautiful bill to make America great again. Right.
The president also announcing the kickoff to events surrounding the 250th birthday of the nation that will be celebrated 1 year from today. There will be a budget bill signing in Washington later today, complete with a B-2 bomber flyover. Russia launching one of its largest drone and missile strikes of the war on Ukraine. The move coming hours after Vladimir Putin got off the phone with President Trump, who says he is very disappointed in Putin. The president saying last night that he would be talking with Ukrainian President Zelensky later today. Three people in New Jersey were killed overnight when severe thunderstorms rolled through the Northeast. This is ABC News.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Barr. If you're spending more time outside this holiday weekend, experts are warning about a new breed of tick and the bizarre allergy it can spread with just one bite. It's known as the Lone Star tick, and the bug is finding its way to Wisconsin from the southeast part of the country. Doctors with Mayo Clinic say they're already starting to see more patients with what's known as alpha-gal syndrome. It's an allergy to red meat after being bit by this type of tick. And these ticks aren't just in the woods.
You go back 30 years ago and you'd think of, a hunter, an avid hiker out in the woods. Now we're starting to see ticks pop up sometimes in backyards in suburban areas and stuff like that. And that's a concern.
PJ Leash is an entomologist at the UW Insect Diagnostic Lab. And though this new tick is spreading, he still considers Lyme disease from a deer tick the bigger concern. Leash also suggests using insect spray, wearing long sleeves and pants, and always checking for ticks after spending time outside. Are you noticing farmers spending more time outside working in the fields? The weather in some parts of the state is challenging and may not mean all the corn crops are knee-high by the 4th of July. The latest crop report shows farmers across Wisconsin had just 3.5 days with workable conditions during the last week. And did you know our state is ranked second for having the most organic farms in the country? Officials with Naturally Wisconsin and the Food Finance Institute are starting a new program to support those efforts and say there's also growing consumer demand for natural, healthy, and sustainable products. The group's already working with more than 800 food-focused entrepreneurs from all across the state. You can find more news anytime at civicmedia.us. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Brewers head to Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Milwaukee Brewers are in Miami tonight to kick off a 3-game weekend series against the Marlins. The Brewers losing last night 3-2 against the Mets. New York taking the series 2-1. David Peterson with the win. The Brewers' Jose Quintana with the loss against his former team. Manager Pat Murphy says they just couldn't get the ball to bounce the right way last night.
Why you play 162, you know, because you're going to have a game like this where, you know, home runs foul, you know, and the ground ball's just out of reach or just under your glove, and that would have been a double play. And, you know, I mean, it's a different game, but that's why you play them all. And you just, we didn't score more runs than them. We didn't get the timely hit when we needed it. And, a couple calls went against us, and that's part of it.
Some good news for the Brewers' bullpen. Veteran Brandon Woodruff now set to make his first start in nearly 2 years Sunday in Miami against the Marlins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s this afternoon. It's going to be humid, too. That's going to take the heat index well into the 90s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 70s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, late day thunderstorms with a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
It's National Handshake Day, but I find the idea that you just meet someone and you're holding a body part of theirs kind of odd. Hello, stranger. I'd like to squeeze your hand. Let's have an intimate act here. I have no idea where it's been or how you choose to use your hand in your spare time, but I'd like to hold it for a while. Unless it's a friend. Look, I don't know why we have to touch each other when we barely know each other.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Happy Independence Day. On the next show, enjoy a special best of episode. And while we're off enjoying family, friends, food, fun, and fireworks, don't miss your chance to win Brewers tickets with Free Ticket Friday.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
When the chips are down and democracy's back is up against the wall, two radio veterans step up to the microphone to right the wrongs, standing for truth, justice, and just because. Hey, are they ready to go yet? It's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
Day, it's a new adventure, isn't it? Really,
it sure.
It
is.
Really, is. This is a very special edition of the John and Gordy Morning Show.
It is.
We're calling this one "Trump Set Iran Back 2 Months." Trump set the U.S. back 50 years.
Oh,
this is a that kind of edition of the morning show.
Okay,
it's a little longer, but. Yeah. Didn't spend much time on that. So.
We've got to workshop that title a little bit, make it a little punchier.
Yeah.
Well, good morning. It's John and Gordy in the morning here on this Friday.
We have our own 4th drone of July. Display.
Our own drone display. That's at the end of the show.
John and Gordy drone on display.
We do that every morning. We're not fooling anybody here.
No,
right?
We're not.
This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed since 1958, but some things have remained constant throughout Verlo's history. They're still direct-to-consumer and providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress has 2 Madison locations, east side and west side. Go to verlo.com for more information. Yep, 4th of July, and... 3-day weekend. Of course, a lot of people will be traveling today.
Yes.
Yeah, boy. The roads will be clogged. Yeah, everybody's got to go somewhere for 4th of July.
I know.
Are you going anywhere? I'm staying home.
I'm not going anywhere at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why fight the traffic?
A lot of times we can see the firework displays from our home.
Can you really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
They used to have one at Greenway Boulevard somewhere.
Is that
just
right?
South of it.
We
never could explain who was having it.
Well, that might, what, what would that
we
be?
Don't know who it was.
That must be Cross Plains, maybe?
No.
Off in the distance?
No, no.
Oh, are you closer?
It's right across the street, right?
Maybe by the airport?
Right off the Beltline.
Okay. Dom, how do you plan on celebrating the 4th of July?
I'm just going to be with a few of my buddies that are coming up to Madison, and we're just going to be going by the... by the train tracks.
Okay.
And we're just going to be watching fireworks.
You're going to hang out at the train tracks.
Yeah.
I hear that's a popular place to go. Train track? What are you talking about?
It's just right
Why would you go there?
It's right by, it's right off Lake Mendota. And, you know, there's a little bit of little stuff there. And,
his best friends are hobos.
Okay. You going to put some pennies on the tracks and wait for some trains to go by to flatten them out?
They're not excited about it, but I sure am. So,
you know, because it's Friday, it's also a free ticket Friday, and we might as well launch this right away because, you know, we should. Somebody's going to win a four-pack of Brewer tickets. And this time around, it's going to be for the July 11th game. So, you know, coming up in a week, next Friday. They're taking on Washington at AmFam Field. And you could win a four-pack of tickets if you use this keyword and enter it in via text. The word is holiday. That's easy to remember. Holiday, right? H-O-L-I-D-A-Y. If you have trouble spelling, I'll do that again. H-O-L-I-D-A-Y. Okay?
Old Bee Gees song.
Simple enough.
What?
Holiday.
Holiday.
Old Bee Gees song.
Holiday?
Yeah.
Bee Gees song. Okay. I don't remember that
one. Is that coming out?
Was that an early Bee Gees?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. Anyway, holiday. And if, you know, this is a statewide contest, you can go to civicmedia.us for all the rules. But your chance to win a four-pack of Brewer tickets. Again, the game is next Friday, July 11th, versus Washington. And good luck to you. Right. You'll be notified in a day or two, or a couple of days, to get notifications to you if you are the winner. All right. So here it is, the 4th of July, and we're getting all psyched up for all the fireworks going on and all the stuff that goes with them. Don, what's happening in your world? You told me right before we started the show that you played pickleball yesterday.
Yes, and then you told me right before the show that you and John want to play pickleball as well.
We I know. Do.
That is, really?
That's what Gordy said.
Yeah.
Me want to play pickleball?
Come on, man. Get out once in a while, you know? Move it around. So it was somewhere in Middleton, right?
It was somewhere in Middleton. I don't have the exact park, but it was right next to my apartment. Played with my roommate.
Yeah.
And it was just a fun time. You know, the dew point was really dew pointing yesterday because I was getting sweaty. And it was just, it just wasn't a good.
Well, it doesn't take long to get sweaty outside.
Yeah.
Where are you live in Middleton?
I do live in Middleton.
Oh,
yes.
Well,
I live at, I can't.
It's over by you there, hey. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, is it down by the gas station?
It is down by the gas station. Yep. By that one gas station.
Right,
over there. Yeah.
Right up from
the,
one,
the corner?
The corner restaurant.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Right off that street. Right off that street.
That's good.
Okay.
Good to know.
So, do you know the rules of pickleball, or were you just out there slamming it around just for fun?
Are there rules?
There is
of course
rules.
There are rules.
It's, I don't know them real well. We were kind of just going with the flow. But we ended up, you know, playing a game all the way up to 21. So it took us an hour and a half. It took
oh
us
God.
Forever. And at the end of it, you're shaking your head. I don't even know why we did it. It
was,
after that
something
hour and a half, it was not worth it.
You can always change the,
make
the final number.
Make I mean, up your own rules.
Go up to 7 and make it a...
What do you got there, John? What are we doing here?
Are we playing a little game, or
do we have a? Oh yes, like it's time for Would You Rather. What was I thinking?
I completely forgot about
it?
That. I think we have a little bit of time.
Do you have the music for it?
Let's I think so. There's a lot,
just
of,
make
a lot of
it
stuff
up.
Moving around here, so I just gotta, you know, make sure I got everything. My mind's a blank.
It is very busy in the producer booth.
Yeah, something's going on here.
Things moving around.
Yeah, how
the furniture rotates on its own. I don't know how that works. You can't find the music, can't you? Just do the...
I can find it. I can find it. I can find it. All right? Just give me a second here.
All right.
Give me a second
okay.
Here.
Hope you enjoy the fireworks tonight, folks.
Oh,
here it is.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Would
you rather? We only got a couple of minutes here.
We got a couple of minutes. But, all right. So, would you rather? The first question of the day.
Yeah.
And that is, would you rather go to battle with a pack of 10 wolves by your side, or a swarm of 2,000 bees?
That's where do you come up with this?
A pack of wolves. I'll go with the wolves.
Pack of wolves?
Yeah,
pack,
I'm allergic to bees, so
all
I'll
right.
go with the wolves,
okay,
too.
That's,
but
that's
I'll take
fair.
My chances with the wolves.
Okay.
Jeez. Okay.
I think I'd go wolves, too.
All right.
Second question. All would you rather have to end your day with eating a raw onion or 5 cloves of garlic? I think I'm going to go cloves of garlic because raw onion is just, ew. I would never be able to do that.
Garlic is really good for you, but I don't know if I could down four or five cloves of garlic.
I think either one will kill you. I'll go with the garlic.
I would go with an onion. Hopefully it's a small onion. I would go with an onion. If I had my selection of onions, really? I'd go with a small onion.
All right.
You got a third question or not?
Yeah. Would you rather always have the same song stuck in your head or always have the same dream at night? That's a tough. One's a tough one.
Well, I've had a song stuck in my head for weeks.
So you're used to that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But what about every day for the rest of your life?
It's like tinnitus, you know.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, ringing never goes away.
That's right.
No, I think I would go with the other one. What was the other one? No, we'll have the same dream.
Same dream.
I don't remember my dreams. I think I could get by if it was a happy dream. If it was a happy dream.
It's a good dream.
If I have a selection.
You can have the same dream over and over, but you don't remember the dreams when you wake up, so it doesn't
matter.
Doesn't
really matter. I'll go with that.
Wow, you're
a
genius.
How about you? How about you, Dom?
I think it depends, but I think I would do the same dream. However, if it was a nightmare, which I have a lot of them.
Do you have nightmares?
I do have a lot of nightmares. Well,
What's the matter with you?
Yeah.
We'll talk about it off air.
Some traumatic childhood event, perhaps?
No, doing this show.
That's a nightmare every day. Okay.
Would you rather always feel like you're about to sneeze or always have an itch just out of scratching reach? Which one would you rather have? I know you don't want either, but which one would you rather have?
John, you want to go first?
I guess the scratch.
Just out of scratching reach?
Yeah.
You don't want to always feel like you want to sneeze? No?
No, I hate that more than anything.
I wouldn't mind that because I can fight that off.
Yeah.
So I would rather have the sneeze thing. Feeling like you're going to sneeze.
Yeah, eventually end up sneezing.
Yeah, that's the problem. But I think I can fight that off.
I think so, too.
Second what about question. You? Okay.
Right. Oh, actually, okay, hold on.
Do you have an answer?
Yes, I think I would agree with you, Gordy. You know, sneeze. Yeah. You know?
Wow.
Yeah. All right. John, well, looks like I made some enemies on the show this morning.
Okay. Would you rather talk like Mickey Mouse when you're angry or laugh just like SpongeBob? Which one would you rather?
Laugh like SpongeBob.
Yeah, that one I would agree with. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I what about you? Would probably agree too. Yep. That one was more.
Gonna have to practice that one.
Okay.
And then the last one, third and final one. Would you rather travel for free for the rest of your life, or never have to pay for food ever again? This one's tougher. I can tell John's thinking right now. Look at his mind's racing.
I don't travel for free. I would go with that. Yeah.
All right. Oh, well, yeah. This is my first disagreeing. I think I would never pay for food ever again because I love eating. So I would.
You know what? Okay, you know what? If there's any question about food, we should talk to you about the food.
Go straight to me.
Yeah.
Yep. Especially straight Italian dishes too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? Fantastic. You like dabbling in the kitchen?
Yes, I do like dabbling in the
kitchen.
Cool,
man. So do I.
I gotta bring some nice, you know, rigatoni in one day, you know?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Really?
Sure.
Yeah. There you go, Gordy.
Well, good deal.
Match it.
Oh, I can't match that. You guys are into the rigatoni, I can tell. Have a little meeting after the show and discuss your Italian recipes and heritage
to a little bit of porn.
Oh God.
Maybe not so bad. I don't know about that one, but
all right.
There are plenty of good Italian restaurants around.
Yes,
here,
you know? Yes, there are. Yeah,
Lombardino's comes to mind.
Yeah, that's right around the corner from you,
right? And there's one on Regent Street. I can never remember the name of it. With the bookstore next to it.
Yes.
What is that?
Yes. I can't remember that one either. Yeah. But that's a nice one. We have one in Middleton.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. What have we got coming up? We're going to talk to Sarah from, you know, speaking of food, we're going to talk to Sarah from Wings Over Madison. They've reopened.
Yes.
They've got all new recipes, they've revamped things. Yeah, it's excellent
great
stuff.
Great stuff.
Yeah, I think she's going to bring some samples to us, too. Yeah, so that's a good thing. We'll continue with more of our special 4th of July show here. We've got a whole lot coming up here. We're going to revisit with Mayor Paul Soglin.
Yeah.
Talk to Jim Santel, attorney at law, and much more straight ahead on this special 4th of July edition of John and Gordy in the Morning. Stay with us.
Milky cotton, foreign tower, slice and burn, return. Listen to yourself churn. Locking in, uniform and book burning, blood letting. Every motive escalate, automotive centering. Light a candle, light a motor, step down, watching heel crush, crush.
Tom Harbin here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Right now, during the Verlo Mattress Clearance Sale, you can save even more with Verlo's already low consumer direct prices. Oh, you'll find phenomenal savings on floor models and discontinued mattresses. And all our mattresses are made locally, just for you, and are backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Oh, but you better hurry. The sale ends soon. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Hey, Gordy. How you doing?
Oh, Arthur. Great. Great to see you. What are you doing in the studio?
Well, I need to talk to you about doing a commercial.
Okay. Well, you know, to get a commercial on the air here, you just go down to the sales department. It's right next to the bathroom.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand plenty. You salespeople drink a lot of coffee. That's why the bathroom's right there.
Right. But I need to have you make a commercial about commercials.
Wait. A commercial about a commercial? I don't follow.
I want to tell potential business owners out there how to contact me to get a commercial on WMDX.
Okay, I get it. Okay, let's come up with something. Let's see, business folks can contact you directly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. What's the email, huh?
Okay, so it's sales@WMDXradio.com.
Oh, wait, run that by me again.
sales@WMDXradio.com. So we could put all that together and get into a commercial, get on the air soon?
Arthur, my friend, I think we just did.
Advertise on WMDX Radio. Email Arthur, sales@WMDXradio.com.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Lit up by a million shining stars.
And fireworks everywhere.
I am traveling up the Edens to the land of the under 21 bars.
Been there, done that.
Yep. I'm going to Cheeseland.
Cheeseland.
The Dells in Door County. I'm
going to Cheese Curd Land.
Happy 4th of July.
Yes.
On this Friday.
It's John and Gordy.
We're actually recording this a little bit in advance, but we hope you have a great 4th of July. We do want to mention it is a free ticket Friday, and the key word this time around for a four-pack of tickets to the Brewers game on July 11th, that's next Friday, July 11th, versus Washington. The key word is holiday. Holiday, H-O-L-I-D-A. You just use the Civic Media app. You text that word to us. You could be in the running for that four-pack of Brewers tickets. Also, click on our friends' banner, Sugar River Pizza. They're up for best pizza, I believe, is the category.
They've won a number of times already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can check that out as well. And we're going to be doing some pizza parties coming up this summer with Sugar River Pizza.
And that's going to be fun.
It's going to be
advanced. It really is. Catherine wonders now, Dom, do you live in a gravel pit? Is that,
well, that was the question I asked.
Yeah.
And that answer is yes. I do. All right. Well, see, now you guys know.
I kind of thought so.
You doubted me.
All right.
You have a van down there?
Okay. Well, don't shoot any dogs while you're down there.
Oh, man. Okay. Let's go. Let's move on. 24 minutes past the hour. And Sarah joins us from Wings over Madison. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I always like the name of the place because it's Wings Over, and then you just add the city or the location, right?
A little bit closer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you all set up there?
Yeah. Okay. So, Sarah, you just reopened on Tuesday?
We did on Tuesday.
Okay. Why were you, you were closed for a little while, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we heard a Madison. We let you down. The wings weren't crispy. The tenders weren't juicy. We were inconsistent. And so our flavor was unforgettable.
Yeah.
And so we believe that Madison deserves better. And we closed our doors. We retrained. We rebuilt. Mm-hmm. And quite honestly, we obsessed over every single detail.
Great. And now you're reopened.
We are reopened. Excellent. And so happy.
The different ways to prepare what you have, the wings and the tenders, all redone, reformulated the way you cook and prepare them and then present them and the amount of time from the cook to the table, right?
Yeah. So retraining on all recipes.
Yeah.
And making sure our team is up to speed, consistency.
Now you're located at near UW Hospital, right? On University Avenue?
2739.
Okay. Yeah.
Right across from the VA Hospital and Children's.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yes. So that's a convenient location.
Yeah, totally.
Easy to get to.
And it's not so much saving the business, but it's saving something that Madison has loved and we love.
We love wings here. And this is kind of an interesting, a business to admit something like this, close down, reformulate because maybe it wasn't as popular because you didn't get the exact recipe the way people like wings in this town prepared and chicken tenders as well. And it's, they're a staple food here in town anyway. So, it's great to have a reformulation. So what do you think that you've changed in this way, as far as breading or sauces, what took place?
So it's really just retraining on the recipe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we really want to gain trust back, so much that we're giving away chicken, for 5 days.
Wait
so,
a minute, right
yes,
now? Really?
Yes. So, at open on the 24th through the 29th,
mm-hmm.
Listeners and the community, Badger Country, can get a 3 tender pack or a 6 boneless pack. And a pack includes, stay with me, guys.
Okay.
Includes French fries.
Yeah.
Your choice of 17 different flavors.
Yeah.
And ranch or blue cheese. Which one are you?
Okay. Ranch. I'm definitely ranch.
John. I kind of like the blue cheese as a dip. But also, do you have the hot sauces?
So, yes. So, spicy, tangy, savory.
I like anything with lime in it, so that's where I'm at.
Okay. So, we have a limited time offer flavor right now called chili lime. It's a dry rub.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's absolutely
really?
Delicious.
Yes, dry rubs. I love dry rubs.
Right. So, our offer, you can get one per day.
Mm-hmm.
One per day, right? And the hardest decision is which flavor.
Yeah.
You do have to make a small purchase, so any purchase. So buy a drink and get your whole entire meal for free.
Wow.
One per day until the 29th.
The 29th.
Yep. So 3 more days here, including today.
Yeah, okay. So order online on the website. Mm-hmm. The promo code is MADPACK25. Okay. MADPACK25.
And what's the website?
Wingsover.com.
That's it, wingsover.com. And then what's the code again?
MADPACK25.
MADPACK25. Write that down, Dom. Okay. We don't want to miss anything. Okay.
Nope, I'm on it.
All right. And
no, wait, is this for delivery to go?
It's to go. Absolutely. Okay. You can dine in as well.
Okay. All right.
And we're out of time here, Sarah, but thanks for coming in. And we appreciate you. I see you brought some wings here.
I did.
We'll have to
boneless
get to those
wings
during the commercial breaks. We'll break into those. Good luck with the reopening.
Yeah.
And again, we appreciate you stopping by.
This smells so fantastic. So we're going to have to try it out and let you know what we think. Okay.
Yes, please.
So wingsover.com. And you can take it from there. MADPACK What was it?
MadPack25. Or you can follow us on Instagram at EatWingsOver.
Oh, okay.
All right.
That's the easy way to do it. Sarah, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you. Yeah. And good luck with the reopening.
Thanks so much.
I'm going to have my Gen Z kids call in and order some.
Are you?
Definitely. Okay. Yes. Very good. They'll love it.
All right.
Yeah.
29 minutes past the hour. When we come back, we'll be talking with Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils on John and Gordy in the Morning. Stay with us.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you on a Thursday morning. Lonnie Holthaus joins us, and he's been on a dairy education campaign. He's a dairy farmer himself, so he knows the cows. But what he didn't know was they were producing unique milk. We're talking about A2 milk, which is friendly to people with digestive issues consuming dairy. His biggest challenge today is trying to reach consumers that avoid the dairy showcase altogether because of their previous physical discomfort.
When we do demos at cheese places like Pyvee and Woodman's and Vern's Cheese, the people that walk up to us are people who already can have cheese. The ones that walk away from us and avoid us, they're the ones I need to be talking to. And I put a seminar on for a big grocery chain in Minneapolis. And I told them, I said, every person that walks through that front door that can't have cheese is not walking to the dairy case. And you're missing out on 50% of your customers because they have no reason to go there because they don't think they can have anything.
The cow herd is genetically tested and bred to produce A2 protein milk. Lonnie Holthaus doesn't believe it's going to be a big market, but it does provide financial opportunities for smaller dairies that can work within this niche. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. Stick around with us for markets next.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVets Bovine Goldlight to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Goldlight keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Goldlight at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Thursday morning from Chicago, cash corn is up 4¾ cents at 4.22¾. December new crop corn trading a nickel and a half higher at 4.39 a bushel. Cash soybeans are up 2¼ cents at 10.55¾. And November new crop beans are up 1¾ cents at 10.49¾. New crop wheat is up 0.75 cents at 5.64¾. The August Class 3 milk contract is trading 10 cents higher at 18.34 a hundredweight. September milk is down 10 cents at 18.83. Markets are closed tomorrow for the 4th of July holiday. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s this afternoon. It's going to be humid, too. That's going to take the heat index well into the 90s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 70s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, late day thunderstorms with a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life.
SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Indy Duttagupta, he is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
The Trump administration's agenda is reducing economic growth. The programs that they're proposing cutting, like Medicaid and SNAP, especially for kids, actually more than pay for themselves. So we are really looking at a tough long-term economic outlook entirely created by the current policymakers.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a special Independence Day edition of the show featuring some of our tours around what makes Wisconsin great and free brewer tickets to give away. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Oh, yeah.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy.
And happy 4th of July to you. Looks like a really nice three-day weekend ahead.
It really
I have
does.
No idea weather-wise what it's going to be like, but it's going to probably be hot.
Well, we're pre-recording this.
Well, that's why I don't really know. But, you know, we're only pre-recording it a couple of days before the 4th of July. Yeah. So all the weather people are saying it's going to be really hot this 4th of July. So I'm going to go with that. Okay? Well, I mean, I know I'm going out on a limb on this thing. I've been there before.
You're a believer.
I love that 7-day forecast. Well, sometimes they go with a 10-day forecast. Or now Channel 15 goes with a 15-day forecast.
Oh, they're that confident.
Really? Come on. It's fantasy land.
Yeah.
When you go out that far. What are we going to talk about?
Oh, you got that off your chest. I hope you feel better about it.
I want to remind everybody, hey, you know, we've teamed up with Sugar River Pizza and have some pizza parties that we're throwing around Madison. We're actually doing this at people's workplaces and their offices. We're getting a bunch of entries for this. And you can enter, too. You can go to WMDXradio.com. That's WMDXradio.com. And click on the link for the Sugar River Pizza Party with John and Gordy. It's easy to enter. You know, give us a couple of reasons why you want to enter, and we'll have a pizza party if we select your name. It's going to be fun. We're going to go all around Madison area. So, you know, if you've got an office or a workplace and you got a dozen people or so that want to have some pizza, we'll, you know. Maybe we'll select your entry. So get those entries into us. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They offer fast and flexible appointments. They're family-owned, and they're helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of your life through better hearing. That's Madison Hearing Aid Center. You can go to their website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. Okay.
Time once again for Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils, and so many things to talk about from your podcast that I listened to last night, and I was just fascinated by the subject matter. But let's go back to last Thursday when we were talking about the balance of liberal or conservative teachers in colleges and in schools. And my question has always been, and this is like, you know, maybe 5 or 6 decades old, this question, what happens when you have more liberals in all of these schools? I mean, is it a natural thing that a more liberal person would go into teaching, wanting to educate the future of our country? Or is it, I'm not quite sure what makes it out of balance. Why do we have more liberal teachers in the profession?
Well, you're going to ask that question now. And, okay, you know, breaking news here.
Yeah.
All right.
So there's a long, deep, dark secret plot that has been orchestrated over the years to install liberal Marxist socialists in positions to influence the youth of America to get them to become communists.
So it's been true all along here.
Yeah. So you just were the first one, John, to finally ask the question directly. And here we are now. So now it's fully out in the open. And, you know... The evil plot has been revealed, and now we know that, you know, yes, there's been the deep state has been at it for years, making sure that liberals dominate the teaching profession to make sure that the influence of deep dark socialist communism and you can see how successful we've been.
I was going to say how successful has that been?
Yeah, you can see that, you know, living under a incredibly hardcore capitalist society, we haven't been that good at it, have we?
No, we haven't really been good. Not in a successful propaganda program. Indoctrination has not worked after all.
Man, you know what, though? I don't know the answer to that question.
Yeah.
There's a part of me that does say there's something about the nature of people who go into some form of like a helping profession.
That's what I'm thinking.
Right. Yeah.
You know, that just is to say, you know, liberals we're just better helpers.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's a sense of that. And so it's like, is it political ideology or is it just the reality that they're just better human beings?
Well, I can answer that specifically. Yes. But, you know, there have been very good conservative instructors out there as well. We've had a few in the state that have been participating in politics as well. And
right.
They're very fair. So I do want to say that there are some out there like that. But I do. My impression was always that there was an empathy. There was a drive to help other people out. And that's why they went into teaching. It was a dedicated profession as well. And I think a lot of politicians at some point took advantage of their dedication
right.
by not helping education enough or paying teachers enough. And they just knew that the teachers would show up anyway or donate most of their time, their private time to help their students out. So I think, you know, it's one of those professions where they've been taken advantage of and not paid what they should have been paid all along. Mm-hmm. And it's because they have a dedication to it. And I think conservatives know that, and they took advantage of that particular quality in an individual.
But you made a great point, though, too. It's like, okay, you know, there are great conservative teachers, and maybe that's the problem, is trying to say that, you know, teachers are, you know, there's so many of them are just liberal or Democrats and going, how about it's just actually it's not a good conservative teacher. It's not a good liberal teacher. Good teachers,
yes.
You know, actually are, you know, in one way, undefinable. It just so happens that more cut across, quote, you know, party lines for some reason that, you know, more Democrats are teachers. But when you say, you know, hey, I know some really good conservative teachers, I would say that maybe our problem is that, you know, let's just talk about what are good teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Because I say the same thing. I know some, quote, Republican teachers who are really good. You know, and what is it? It's they care a lot.
That's it.
You know, and so they might just have a bit of a different of a political ideologies. But John, I think you're right, though. It's very easy, though, to take that, you know, statistical demographic that says, oh, my God, you know, 82% of teachers in the state of, you know, Wisconsin are registered Democrats. Therefore, that means right. that, you know, it's infested by liberal indoctrinators.
Exactly. It's a plot.
And, you know, yeah, it's a plot as opposed to saying, no, it's just a fact of demographic kind of population that says, you know, more teachers are Democrats. It doesn't mean anything, therefore nothing. Mm-hmm. It just is, therefore, there are more Democratic teachers. That's it.
And I think there's also a possibility that, you know, being conservative, you're more capitalistic. And you don't make the kind of money that you could make in the private sector as opposed to in the public sector as an instructor or as a teacher.
Hmm. Yeah. Oh,
well, that didn't go over well. All right. Let's move on to the next bunch of questions, because now, in fact, this is a perfect tie-in. We were talking about DEI. You were talking about it in your podcast. And the fact that you have students that may respond in a very conservative way to an assignment that you give them, and how do you respond to that if, in fact, that particular response in an assignment is contrary to, you know, fact,
Well, so this is, you know, we brought this up because, you know, this is a real case in the University of Florida system. This was documented in the New York Times. A second-year law student wrote a paper and won an award for laying out an originalist argument to the Constitution that said, you know, hey, the reality is that only white people should be voting. And sorry, that's just what the original founders wanted. And he wasn't arguing, you know, from the standpoint of going, you know, this is a historical fact. He was saying the fact is, and in fact, today, if we're in violation of our Constitution by letting anybody other than white people vote. And he won an award and the issue is going like, how did that happen? Yeah. And Johnny and I brought up though the point that saying like, when, you know, so teacher education is accredited, and one of our the accreditors typically had language, and this happened to me directly and also Johnny, you listened to the show, but you know, this is maybe 15 years ago, I had a student who wrote a paper that indicated that she had a problem with diversity and that it wasn't her job as a teacher to identify and be a non-racist. She felt that that was pushing up against her. But our accreditation literally says one of the things you have to do is help teachers not be racist.
And yes,
yeah, you know, like, we don't want racist teachers, and so how do you do it? And so, you know, I brought the student, we talked about it, talked to the faculty, and we had a conversation about, you know, what is it that's driving you to think this way? You know, as a teacher, all of the students in front of you are supposed to, and in fact your job is to elevate every one of them, you know, and not be a racist. And that was actually something we were supposed to do, because if not, if the accreditors found out that we were letting racists slip through the cracks, we could be in violation of accreditation.
Yeah.
But now in 2025, I'm pretty sure that I would have been the problem in that situation today, because how dare I, you know, infringe on the human right of a teacher to be a racist?
Right. Exactly. You know, it's
okay. Living in a bizarro world again. Up is down, left is right.
Yeah, Gordy, you look like you're like, what's going on in the world?
Yes, well, that's my usual look.
But here's the thing. It, with this new policy on DEI and anti-DEI, what we're looking at is normalizing racist points of view. We can't call into question any of that, or else we would be trying to indoctrinate that conservative thought.
Yes, yeah. God forbid we would take a racist point of view and hopefully help them understand that you shouldn't do that.
Right.
You know, and what's more striking in this case particularly is this is a very, you know, potentially, you know, a second year law student putting forward an argument that was trying to say to, you know, look, if I'm going to go out and practice law, here's kind of the ideology I'm going to be coming from, which is white people, we're in charge of the world. And in fact, you go in and dig deeper and you find that the student is, you know, vehemently racist,
yeah.
Makes incredibly
yeah.
anti-Semitic social media posts. Mm-hmm. And but we came back at it and saying, you know, what was to me the more troubling was the fact that the University of Florida system took a position of what they called institutional neutrality.
Wow. Wow. Not okay. Good. It doesn't sound good to
what
me.
What does that mean?
Okay. You know.
We will ponder that and maybe try to come up with an answer when we come back.
Yes, it after the break.
6:48. We're talking with Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils. And we will continue the conversation in just a few moments. Stay with us on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
This summer, have some fun at Castlecade Arcade with unlimited play all day for only $15.
Unlimited play excludes any games that give out prizes or products. See location for details.
With locations inside Madison's East and West Town Malls, Castlecade Arcade is the perfect place for your next graduation, birthday party, or special event. Castlecade Arcade would like to thank those members of the armed forces who've defended our freedom while serving our country and would like to wish everyone a safe and happy 4th of July.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
WMDX 92.7, it's John and Gordy in the morning, and the American dream is killing me. You know, this indoctrination program that the liberals had is just not working, and it is frustrating as hell. All right, we're going to get to that in just a few moments with Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils, but first,
it's 6:53, we've got partly cloudy skies. 69 degrees, highs today in the mid to upper 80s. Look for some scattered showers and thunderstorms along the way. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. Plenty has changed since 1958, but some things remain constant throughout Verlo's history. They're still direct-to-consumer, and they still provide superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, with two Madison locations, East Side and West Side. Go to verlo.com for more information. We got a text and a phone call here. Let's read the text first.
All right. The text from Matt Middleton. Teaching tends to require empathy, and conservatives have little of that, and they care more about money. So teaching isn't attractive to them. Mm-hmm. And now let's go to the phones for Mark. What do you got for us today, Mark?
Good morning, Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd point out that I don't think it says in the Constitution that whites only can vote. I mean, I think it was just they thought it was supposed to be, you know, what, how much land you owned. And I'd also point out we have amended our Constitution since then, you know, both to allow, you know, yes, women to vote, direct election of senators, other things as well. You know, 18-year-olds allowed to vote because, you know, this young person probably maybe not be allowed to vote. I don't know if he was 21 years or older, old or not yet to vote when he penned this nonsense. That and I'd point out to him that in the days of the ancient Greeks, I mean, the Greeks thought that anybody who wasn't Greek was a barbarian. I mean, that and the Romans had similar attitudes for it. It had nothing to do with color. It had just to do with if you were a Roman or not. That so, I mean, relying on this nonsense of, you know, racism in itself is just ridiculous because we all sprung out of Africa.
Yeah.
Even at during the Constitutional Convention, you know, Madison was positing in the Federalist Papers that how barbaric slavery was, and that probably in 20 years it would have been gone. That and because, you know, people would recognize the barbarity of it, but apparently we did not do that. I mean, that so it's just we have to reject this whole notion of inequality as the natural order of things. And I mean, let's face it, DEI means diversity, equity, and inclusion, which includes conservatives.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point, Mark.
Well, we're finding out. We're finding that out now. You know, Lyndon McMahon, of course, you know, demanding that there be more conservative professors. Well, that's and I think she even used the word diversity. So
yes.
I know Voss has used the word diversity as well, as he withholds funding from the UW at this point because it's too woke, it's too left, and some reforms have got to be taken. And it's just, again, this anti-diversity thing that they have is not working out. They can't stick with it, you know?
You say that they're actually moving in the real diversity direction, which is mandating their diversity overrides your diversity.
That's right.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. You know, the problem is that, again, liberals define diversity as inclusive of all people, when really diversity means excluding everybody except conservatives.
Right.
And so, you know, if you want real diversity, University of Wisconsin system, can have more money if you eradicate liberal diversity and install conservative diversity.
There's a right and a wrong. And
apparently. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. You know what, though? What Mark was saying, though, too, again, back to the, you know, the facts of this originalist paper, and saying, well, like, look, history doesn't bear out because, you know, we have amendments that said, you know, no, we're actually including all these people. But, you know, the originalist is that he comes back and says, OK, you know, we wouldn't have had all of these people voting in favor of these new amendments if we would have stuck with the originalist, you know, only white men could be the ones that would vote. It is crazy. What we did, though, too, just on that, is to say it would be an interesting conversation.
Yeah.
To talk about the history of who did write these things and what were they potentially thinking, and were some of the founders, you know, white racists who maybe in their brains did think that that's what they meant. But then, as Mark says, the history of evolving thought around this is that, there were original thinkers who were racists, but we've now eradicated and or made adjustments and amendments to say, you know, no, this is the new version. And I guess this is the other part is that the Constitution is a living document as opposed to an old dead. That's an interesting history lesson that could be, you know, really powerful to talk about and saying, okay, look, originalists, Let's examine what it means to be an originalist, and then let's put this under the microscope of an evolving historical context. Really appropriate, deep, great history lesson if you went in that direction.
That's right. You're right. I mean, and that's the biggest point of all, is that it's an evolving thing. It's, you know, it's a living document, and, you know, we have to look at it that way, but they won't. They want to look at it as only an originalist would look at it. So,
and we got to leave it there.
Yeah.
Dr. Tim Slecker, thank you for joining us. You can check out Busted Pencils Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with new podcasts, and also Saturdays.
Hour-long program on Saturday.
On the Civic Media Radio Network, fully leaded education talk. And when we come back in our 7 o'clock hour, we'll be talking with Jim Santel all about what's happening at the Supreme Court.
And talking about the mayoral race in New York.
That's right. It's all coming.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump will sign his big budget bill later today. Republicans in the House giving him the votes he needed to get it passed. A series of fireworks explosions across the country in the run-up to the 4th of July weekend in one Los Angeles neighborhood. 100 firefighters battled flames sparked by active fireworks stored in a garage. Firefighter David Ortiz says it spread to several other homes.
We have one person that was injured with significant injuries, was transported in critical condition, stable but critical condition due to the seriousness of her injuries. She's in her mid-30s.
In Ukraine, one of Russia's largest drone and missile strikes of the war. Several neighborhoods on fire in Kyiv, and word of multiple injuries. The bombings coming hours after President Trump held a call with Russian President Vladimir Putin. A strike by air traffic controllers in France disrupting travel at all Paris airports. Thousands of passengers rearranging plans. This is ABC News.